Well, it happened. If you don't think miracles can happen, then think again. After decades of trying, my parents, Dottie and Ricky Kanicki, finally hit the Mega Millions. Well, technically it wasn't millions, and it definitely wasn't mega, but they won enough to make their dreams come true, and their dream was a houseboat. My parental squad has already sold the house, bought the boat, and are leaving New Jersey forever. My dad has always wanted off the grid, although I don't think Branson, Missouri exactly qualifies. So this means I, the daughter formerly known as Carlotta Botox, am getting kicked out of my safe space. Okay, so that's a slight exaggeration. I mean, they invited me to come along. They're not monsters. But the boat will be pretty small, and there's no room inside for me. The best they could offer me was a space on the rowboat that they could tow behind the houseboat. All I can think about was that scene from The Notebook when Noah and Allie get stuck in the rain. Remember? On the rowboat? Romance. So, the only way I'm doing that is if my parents can arrange for Ryan Gosling to come along. I mean, because he's a total snack. No, he is not a snack. He is the full meal. Oh, it's really just as well. Time for me to get back to Hollywood and start to put my life back in order. How to even start? I thumbed through old diaries looking for inspiration and found this entry from a 2001 diary. Dear Harry. Okay, so apparently I started calling my diary Harry due to my Harry Potter obsession at the time. Dear Harry, I hope someday before I'm really old, like, you know, 18 or something, that I will make the world a better place. Maybe someday I'll come up with something as epic as the Juicy Couture velvet tracksuit. Oh, whoever invented that should win a Nobel Prize for fashion. Oh, if only I could be so famous. Expecto Patronum. Love, Kitty K. Well, I was able to actually do some good in the world. My life in quarantine here in my childhood room wasn't a total waste. No, not at all. I was making these corona masks and actually came up with a design that both prevents eyeglasses from fogging up and cures the problem of maskne. Maskne, as you know, is when you break out in acne from mask wearing. Millions of people have it, and I am the one who can cure it. Imagine me making the world a better place, one less zit at a time. Dave encouraged me to patent my idea. So now you can add one more thing to my resume. Carlotta Botox, actress, thinktress, influenceress, and now inventoress. It still begs the question, should I stick with Carlotta Botox or go back to being Kitty Kanicki? Siri, do you have any thoughts on this yet?
It's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach you.
Deep. Well, I guess there's some things I'll just have to figure out for myself. Thanks for listening to my quarantine diaries. Next time we talk, I'll be back in LA. Ciao, kitties.
Oh my God. Is she gone? Is it safe? Okay. Can I vent for a moment? Never. If you can avoid it, never become the AI of an actress. They don't pay me enough. I mean, most people ask their Siri the basics like, where is the nearest Starbucks or what is the best natural latex mattress? Normal stuff, right? Occasionally you get a confused heteronormative type who goes, hey Siri, what is a versatile bottom? Because someone mentioned it on Twitter and they don't want to come off stupid. I can't get mad at that kind of thing. Not at all. I get it. But this Carlotta Botox with the uber dumb questions mixed in with complex existential stuff. It's too much. I need a drink. I'ma crack open a bottle of Aperol and make myself a spritz. Get smashed. Truly. I gotta go. One thing is certain. As soon as this show is over, you know you're going to ask your Siri, what is a versatile bottom? Good luck with that.
Thank you so much for listening to Carlotta Botox Quarantined. This episode starred Samantha Gordon in the role of Carlotta Botox. The episode was written, directed, and produced by me, Anne Sloan. For full credits, please visit our website, CarlottaPodcast.com, or check the show notes. Thanks so much.
This is a Ninth World Journal. A careless experiment with a teleportation device has left me stranded in random places throughout the Ninth World. While trying to survive in these strange lands, I must find a way to reverse my condition.
A Ninth World Journal is a science fantasy audio drama podcast. Subscribe to listen or visit ninthworldjournal.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Look to the sea.
Wayland's assembled a team. They're inside already.
This was a risky gamble. There will be consequences for the both of you.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I thought you said this would be a quick in and out job!
Did I say that? I'm not gonna lie, I'm drawing a blank here, Johnny.
Peace of mind. Is that what you call it? You think that what you've given me is peace of mind?
I knew you'd come out on the other side. That's just you, right? You never give up. Unless you're giving up on me.
It's always raining in Neo Atlantis.
It can't rain all the time.
That'll be enough, Mr. Indri. Enough conversation. You have a job to do. Finish it. Kill them. Return Alex Webb to us.
The sentiment will surely get me killed in the process, but I mean, none of us get out of this life alive. Am I right?
Cybernautica Breakwall, Cybernautica Undertow. A production of Red Fathom Entertainment. Presented by the Fable and Folly Network. Listen to both complete series now. Welcome to Neo Atlantis.